we still doing this?
I don't know. It's been a couple hundred years.
I can tell you exactly where my key card is. And it's not with me. I know exactly where it is. I put it underneath a lamp by my bedside table so that I wouldn't forget it today. I know exactly where it is. And yesterday I thought, oh, maybe I should put that in my shorts just to make sure. And then I forgot.
Isn't that the worst, knowing that you remembered you should do something so you wouldn't forget?
I probably saw it on my bedside table maybe 10 times over the holiday.
Sure.
Every time thinking, make sure that you don't forget
that's
that.
That's right there, so I will remember.
And then 5 minutes ago, I had to text Sluggo and go, downstairs, don't have a key card.
Stuck in the lobby.
Unbelievable.
So if you were able to really make a bet and win a lot of cash on how many times you think you've lost your...
Oh, man.
Not even lost, just left
I've
or lost.
Great here.
It has.
Compared to the last place.
Yeah, it's only been once a week.
you mean total?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I need to throw a real number, because it is a real number. There's, you know, those kind of things always freak me out.
Is maybe 30?
30?
I mean, that's a lot when you stop and think, okay, I have to go to the engineers and tell them, I lost my key card. Please make me another one.
Okay. We're so happy to. They start charging you after a while, don't they?
Yeah, they charge me here. They started charging me when
right
I showed up
gate.
Here. Yeah, which is smart.
We're here to make money at KLOS.
So I know where it is. Does that help me?
Do you think it'll be with you tomorrow?
I do believe so.
What's the over-under on that?
Because I'm very upset that I don't have it today. Because I did remember, and I know where it is, and son of a bitch.
Well, welcome back.
Thank you, sir.
I was so on holiday that I forgot that I do radio. I don't remember how this works. I don't know what buttons I got to push.
You didn't know that before we went on
That's break. True. You're right. That's a fact.
I got married.
What?
So that was a big thing.
That's right, huh?
For me, yeah.
That was New Year's Eve, is that right?
That is correct.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
You know, she is the coolest. She is beyond insanely cool.
Yeah, agreed.
What is she thinking? Is the question.
Agreed.
Spells? Did you cast a spell?
I don't want to ask that question because I'm afraid of the answer.
She'll start thinking, wait a minute.
What's
hold on
thinking,
a second.
Right?
What was I?
Too late now.
Well, congratulations, man.
Sucker!
That is very cool.
Thank you. I have a funny story from that.
Sure.
Coming up on today's show, we have Gimme Five.
That's right. It's old songs. Marcy was doing new songs to ring in the new year, and I thought we should go the other way since we're old. She's a spring chicken.
So songs doing with old in the title?
Yeah, old in the title, yeah.
All right. That's coming up. We have Who's Naked Now?
Who's Naked Now? I've missed that. I love that song.
Yes, agreed. We have exciting new trends for 2024.
Sweet.
We have using anal beads for fun and profit.
I hope there's no video of that.
In the 4 o'clock hour, we have important things you forgot. I'll tell you why.
What inspired that?
I'll tell you. People are dumb, and next is one American dollar.
Oh, nice.
Did you spend all your money over the holidays?
No, we're broke, man. We're super broke. We owe so many people. Oh, yes. Yes. I think I won a couple dollars just before I spent them over the year.
Yeah, so now you need to restock.
I do. I need to restock.
This is an easy one, so I'm going to say six guesses to get five right.
Okay. All right.
Because I think it's a super easy one.
You would think. That means I'm going to fail miserably.
I don't think
folk.
So. I don't think so. Top 10.
Yeah.
New Year's resolutions.
New Year's resolutions.
So this is what most people pick as their New Year's resolution.
We were just talking to Chris here at KLOS about New Year's resolutions. You and I don't do that.
No, we don't.
Yeah.
I never have.
Nope.
I did this year, though. I'm going to finish my book. I'm writing a book.
Oh, wow.
And I'm going to finish it.
You're That's breaking with tradition.
Yes.
I've known you 35 years, and this is your first one.
Yep.
That book is going to be awesome, though. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. It's a pornographic Bible, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's going to be very
Thanks for giving it away.
You have been working on it for quite a while.
Top 10 New Year's resolutions.
10 things that people say they're going to do. I suppose lose weight would be the first one.
Let's
see. That pops to my mind.
Lose weight is number two.
Start some sort of exercise thing, like in a new regimen, going out and hiking or that kind of crap.
Exercise more, number one.
There you go. Wow, is it really?
Yep.
Wow, okay. By the way, One American Dollar is brought to you by Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. You spend one American dollar at Yamava, maybe you'll become a millionaire. That just happened recently. Dude won $1 million out there.
Saw that.
That's super cool. Visit yamava.com.
Now, don't miss any. I don't want to put pressure on you, but you only get six guesses to get five.
How about quit or back down from drinking so much? I haven't made a resolution to do that, but I'm finding myself drinking less, and it's weird.
That is I checked the list twice because it has to be on there.
Right?
It's not.
Huh. Well, maybe most people aren't booze hounds anymore.
How crazy is that?
That's very, very weird. Travel in the year, in the new year. They're going to travel. They're going to go somewhere interesting.
Travel more is number nine.
That's a good one. I want to do that. You can't do that. You just, who can do that anymore?
All right, you can't slip up now. You got two guesses left. They have to be right.
Learn a new language. I've been learning to do that.
Learn a new language.
Yes.
Learn a new language.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry, you lose.
Damn it.
You get nothing.
Good day, sir. I said good day.
Top 10 New Year's resolutions. Read more. Number 10.
See, this is the problem, is I don't share, you don't share.
Of course.
Most things. I mean, you, readings for losers.
Right. That's my statement. I stand by it.
We don't share, like, most people's aspirations.
Number 9, travel more, you got.
Yeah.
Number 8, spend more time with family and friends.
See, that's not going to be the case. I don't think that. It doesn't even come into my head. More time with family.
Number 7, I'm surprised you didn't get this one, because this is also one that you would think would be in there. Quit smoking.
Oh, I was going to say it, but when you said quit drinking wasn't, I'm like, well, yep. Smoking, no one smokes anymore.
Number 6, save more money, spend less money.
That's a good idea.
Number 5, live life to the fullest.
Shut up!
I know, it's stupid.
Give me that other one they didn't have.
We don't need cliches.
No.
Live life to the fullest.
Wait a
minute. Enjoy every day.
Did you say learn a different language?
Yeah.
Because I think maybe you would get this one, learn a new skill or hobby.
Ah. Well.
It doesn't make you win.
No.
But you got another one, right?
Put that notch in there. That's
number
better.
3, get organized.
Get organized. I hate to say is one virtue. I'm exceedingly organized. I'm ridiculously organized.
I don't have my key card. That tells you all you need to know. Number 2, lose weight. You got a number 1, exercise.
Exercise. Screw
you got
that.
Both of those.
You know which one of those I'm subscribing to? None of them!
I mean, you're going to take up smoking.
Urgent advisory. People are dumb. When you're a dum-dum, Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
Man busted over the holiday at airport smuggling 2 otters and a prairie dog in his underwear. Doesn't in his underwear change the whole story?
Yes, that's like throwing on in bed at the end of something. I mean, it was weird enough as it was, and then he was like...
in his underwear. Officials at a Thailand airport busted a 22-year-old man last week for smuggling 2 Asian small clawed otters.
Wow.
And a prairie dog in his underwear.
So he was like pretending to be Robert Plant. Like, look how amazingly well endowed I am.
Well, it's funny that you would point that out because it was visible to everyone in the airport.
Sure.
He, according to Thailand's Department of National Parks, he put the animals in pantyhose that he had tied around his waist.
Okay.
But they're still alive.
And scratching and biting and wagging their tails and freaking out, I would think.
His odd behavior and visible bulges in his pants.
You know, I've had that problem for many years.
But don't you know that before you get to the airport? Don't you go, people are going to notice this.
I think they're going to see that this is a little more than what I was gifted with.
Caught the attention of officers as he walked through an x-ray machine at a security checkpoint.
They're going to be standing there at the x-ray machine. Jude, come over here. Look at this, man. What is that? What's that? What is that? There's 3 of them.
There's 2 otters.
An otter.
And a prairie dog.
Times 2 and a prairie dog.
What the hell? The Taiwanese man will face charges related to trafficking in prohibited goods, removing protection of wildlife from their natural habitat,
and being a right pervert,
and attempting to export wildlife without a proper license.
What was his reason for this? I
assume it's money, because
any other way though, put it in your checked luggage and hope.
So you're fine with him taking the animals out.
I love it.
Just don't put it in your underwear.
Yeah, exactly.
That's where it's done.
That's not where they go.
Agree.
Doctor, it was bitten off by, well, I'm not sure which animal, but
this is a story that happened last year in America. I think it was last year. It was my favorite story that year. And now I have a new favorite story for 2024.
Okay.
Last year, American grandmaster chess player Hans Niemann was accused of relying on anal beads which vibrated to inform his moves.
I remember this story, and I thought it was hilarious.
In order to beat the then world champion, Magnus Carlsen.
I mean, it's pretty clever, really. You know, you just got the, everybody's got their little system, a tap system.
Right.
A little, you know, eyebrow, like, so
but
looking
you don't
over.
Want to get caught, nope. So you keister it.
You're not thinking anybody at a chess, whatever.
Man, it's a good thing I didn't have that thing that caused it to vibrate.
Oh,
I would have just pushed it nonstop.
Have you seen these new things where they're taking toys and they usually have like 9 volts or whatever operating them, but they're putting like 120 volts into them? They blow them to pieces.
Oh, that's
and they
fun.
Start going crazy. The little toys, you know, the little tickle me Elmo.
Yep.
So that's we could have done that to that dude.
Love it. All right, here's the new story. Chinese chess champ stripped of title, suspended for allegedly cheating and defecating in a hotel bathtub.
Which is worse, you know, when you get down to it.
This just happened. The Chinese are behind us now. they are following us and doing it. The Chinese chess was engulfed in turmoil earlier this week when a national champion was stripped of his title following unsavory allegations.
Murray Head wrote a song about it. Yeah.
Qiang Kui is the official title of what is known as Chinese chess. It's the most popular board game in China.
Okay.
Dates all the way back to the first century. The organization announced it was stripping Yan Chenglong of his title of Qiang Kui King.
I got to go back to his name. Over, I guess I don't.
Over cheating allegations and extremely bad character.
That's the worst of it all. That's extremely bad character.
The 48-year-old champion said, prove it.
Prove it.
And then the group was like, listen, we can't prove it, right? Now we can't prove it. There's no way to, he doesn't still have it there, right?
So he was doing the same thing?
Yes.
Anal beads?
The exact same
thing. Oh, really? So he learned about this dude.
Yep.
How did he get caught? Because he was like, his butt was vibrating while he was sitting there playing?
I don't know how he got caught.
What's going on with your butt, dude?
Don't you assume it would be somebody told somebody told somebody?
Sure. Yes.
I don't know.
You can't keep your mouth shut, and someone had to help him shove him in there, and someone had to be, like, you know, pushing the button
yeah. So that he knows when to, he knows when to move.
Yep. Every time he moved, he was like, I guess I'll move.
I'll move there. I'll move. Okay. All right, I'm moving. He consumed alcohol with others in his room the night of the 17th. All right. Then defecated in the bathtub in the room he was staying in.
So that was to get the beads out, I assume? He didn't want to flush them?
That's a great question. I don't know.
Disgusting question.
Because there's no follow-up on the beads.
Yet another reason not to have to clean hotel rooms.
Right.
What's going on in here?
And also play chess, either.
Well, it's always been pretty safe till now.
Don't put stuff up your butts, people. It's just good advice.
Is that the moral of the lesson?
Yes, it is.
The moral of the story? Whatever. With the old, in with the new, out with the old, in with the new.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Coming up at 5, songs with old in the title, because Marcy did songs with new in the title this afternoon. So, you know, whole New Year's thing.
We'll do that at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, coming up soon.
I got married over the holiday.
So cool,
on
man.
New Year's Eve.
Very happy for you, dude. I don't say that kind of thing very often.
You don't. Because you're never happy for
me.
No,
I don't give a rat's ass. Everybody can do their own thing. But yeah, so happy for you.
Yeah,
too.
Me too.
Very cool.
We got married in our backyard.
Yeah.
And as you know, around weddings, there are thousands of things to think about.
Yep. And a million things that can go wrong.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I sort of felt like she was handling everything. And like, I would say, do you need some help? And she'd go, no, I pretty much have it.
She is everywhere.
Yeah.
And she is clearly one of those people that has a handle on everything in
yes.
her life. She's just like, this is not going to go wrong. I won't let it.
Right.
Yeah.
So. And everything was all set up. She got her own rose petals. She got her own flowers. She did everything in the backyard so it looked beautiful.
Nice.
My kids were there. Her kids were there.
Wow. Very cool.
And we started the ceremony and...
something caught fire. Oh, no, no, what?
No.
Sorry.
We did a thing called holding of the hands, and okay. it was like a blessing type thing.
Okay.
And then we did our own vows. So okay. I had them written down, and I remembered the piece of paper.
Wow, really? You brought yes. your notes, your crib notes.
Well, I just thought, I'm not going to be the reason this goes south.
Unlike your card key today, you're remembering
right.
the crib notes. Yeah,
exactly.
right? Well, if, yeah, okay.
So we do our own vows, mm-hmm. and then the minister says, Kevin, do you have the ring?
Oh, no. No.
And I thought,
no.
Oh, dear Lord, I don't have the ring. It's upstairs.
It is not.
In my safe.
No, it is not.
Yes, it is. So I so now going through my mind quickly, I was like, do I send my daughter, just give her the code and have her go get it? Or
do I pretend to have a ring?
I turned and ran.
You did not.
I did. I said,
you
I'll
did
be,
not.
I'll be right back.
Oh, you did say that at least.
Yes. And she knew where it was. She knew that it was upstairs in the safe. And I was like.
So there must have been amazing amounts of laughter.
Yes. So I got back and I said, in my defense, you knew what you were getting into. And she said, yes, I did.
I do have to say, I think I've heard the words in my defense a few times. Well, of course,
if you're me,
yeah,
you have to live with those words. But she wasn't angry at all. We got married. Everything was good. But
so, but dude, it's not a proper Kevin Ryder
wedding.
That's
what I said. I was like, isn't that what we expected from
exactly,
me?
Exactly. So, do you have any idea what the... Did you have a video? Do you know what the minister did in the intro, the downtime?
I know that one of my daughters apologized for me. My daughter said sorry.
Aren't you supposed to have a ring bearer? Isn't it supposed to be the dog?
Well, it was just her and I and our two kids.
So tiny wedding. You forgot the ring.
I forgot the ring.
The ring.
And I'd leave the ceremony and run upstairs and get the ring and then run back down.
Oh, that is beautiful.
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
It's perfect.
I mean, I did figure it's sort of very me-ish.
Exactly. Exactly.
So she knew what she was getting into.
Yes.
I warned her many times.
Yep. So, we all have. You know, we're sending a lot. There's an email chain.
Right.
There's a text chain.
You know what you're doing, right?
But dude.
So the call in today is important things you forgot.
Like the ring.
It was a very important situation and you forgot something.
Like the most important thing.
Yes. And like, how did you deal with that?
Kevin! You forgot your child.
Yeah, well, that happens.
It does.
That does happen.
I mean, it is always like the minister says, do you have the ring?
Right. And I said, actually, no.
And I'm sure they thought you were kidding for
a
second.
Yes, they did.
But it's always like you're halfway over the Atlantic Ocean on your important whatever, and you remember the whatever.
Yeah, true.
The blank.
But in this particular case, I knew right where it was, and I could run up there and get it.
That's good.
It's not good. It's terrible. I should have remembered the ring.
Did you get the combination right the first time?
I did.
Oh!
I did.
Yeah. I would have flubbed that. That's where I would have screwed up. I'd be like, what is the damn number?
So 818-955-KLOS. It was an important moment, and you forgot what? 818-955-KLOS.
Kevin, describe the level of panic when the minister said, do you have the ring?
It's impossible. Because I was like,
the needle?
I don't have it, and I know right where it is, but I don't have it. What do I do? What's my move? I don't have a move. So I ran. I ran to go get the ring. And apparently, our minister said, this is where we have to make sure I'm not a runner.
I mean, right?
Right.
We have a runner.
Perfect time. We have a runner. So you forgot something important?
We forgot the ring, too.
Excellent.
Kevin, you're not alone.
I'm in good company. Wait, you did, too? It wasn't just your man?
Yeah, we actually both forgot we had them, but my two-year-old son was the ring bearer. And so my mom was holding on to them, and we got so caught up in the ceremony. We just completely forgot. After the ceremony was over, she was like, you guys never did the ring. And nobody noticed.
The ring exchange never happened?
So wait, you got married without the ring?
We got married.
Huh.
Yeah, because we did like a knot tying ceremony. So that was
gotcha. That's more of stood the ceremony, in for the ring.
But we were supposed to do rings, too. And
sure.
We both completely forgot.
Here's what I love. I love that you're throwing your two-year-old nephew under the bus.
Yeah, no, it was my son.
Son, gotcha.
Yeah, but no, yeah, my mom was the one who was like actually holding it because we didn't trust him, you know, because it's new.
That is awesome. Thank you for calling 818-955-KLOS.
Important things you forgot. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We're talking about important things you forgot.
Concerts have always been pretty important to me and my friends. And I saw Whitesnake at the Slide It In tour, and they were just amazing, gritty, one of the best shows I'd ever seen. So when they were opening for Motley Crue, I gathered like 9 of my friends together, and we got to go see this show. So the first night we had a flat tire and missed Whitesnake. So bought another round of tickets. Second night we forgot the ticket.
No!
Was it you? Did you forget them?
I can't remember.
No, I don't know. That sounds like a guilty
That's
admission.
That's a solid yes. Well, you can't blame you guys for trying 3 different times.
Yeah, right?
That's right.
Old college try, whatever that means.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Important things you forgot.
Like tickets. to the show. Steely Dan there, and we got some more Steely Dan coming up in a twofer. In fact, I think quite a bit of Steely Dan coming up. That's what that's a feeling I get.
Well, that's a little hint right there. We're talking about you forgot something important because I got married and forgot the ring. So
not a big part of the wedding.
To me, what happened to you?
I forgot to wear a condom. Now I have a 3.5-year-old son here sitting with me in the car. But he's asleep, so he didn't hear that.
Wake up! You were unplanned!
You were a surprise!
He's tired, man. He's knocked out. I'm glad, too.
I got you.
Well, that is quite a thing to forget.
Yeah, no kidding.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, what'd you forget?
Marriage license.
The marriage license, yeah.
Yeah. Didn't get it before the ceremony. Preacher asks afterwards, hey, do you have the license? I'd like to sign that now. And my dumbass couldn't find it and took me a year in court to get it sorted out.
Oh. Does that mean during that year you weren't married or how did it work?
Well, I think technically I was, but my wife, I mean, during that year, it was a good chance I got divorced because of that.
There are so many things you can forget.
Yes,
I mean,
true.
At a wedding.
The ring's the worst, but yes, agreed.
Yeah. Right on, man. Yeah. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey.
Important things you forgot.
So we were going camping in Point Lebeau, northern Malibu, and it's about a two-hour drive from where I live. And we get there after 2 hours of driving, setting everything up, and I realize I forgot the tent pole.
Oh, no.
Oh,
man.
And it's a running joke all the time now. My parents and family get together always asking, hey, did you bring the tent pole?
What did you do? Were you able to improvise something, or what happened?
We were able to improvise. My brother's a grip, so he had all his equipment in his truck.
And nice.
He duct taped it together, and we made, like, this pavilion.
It's nothing like sleeping in a duct tape tent.
Right? That's the best.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Important things you forgot.
Hey!
How are you? How was your new year?
Welcome back. It's a new one.
Thank you. We're talking about important things you forgot.
At my wedding in 1975, I didn't forget it, but my nephew found my ring, and he was supposed to put it on the pillow in front of the whole church in the ceremony. He tied it in knots so I couldn't get the ring off the pillow. Without naming names, Dan Tyler, my nephew, kind of angers me to this day.
Did you eventually just put the pillow on her finger?
I just told Ray, just take it or leave it. What are you
going to
do?
What are you going to do? Right. That's my point.
I can't even talk about it.
Well, hey, you were tying the knot, so, you know, it makes sense. He was just thinking that way.
So to say.
As it were, if you will.
Give me five.
Give the man five. He's been asking forever.
He has been asking. He's going to get it.
So it's a new year.
That's right.
Marcy did her lunchtime thing for songs with new in them.
Right.
So Sluggo said, let's do old.
Because we are old.
That's correct. Songs with old in the title.
If you had something, 818-955-KLOS.
Hey, Kevin and Sluggo.
Hi there. It's Give Me Five, songs with old in the title.
Could you put on Steely Dan, My Old School?
Nice one. We just did a twofer of Steely Dan, so I think it's time for a little more Steely Dan.
I'm a former teacher, and I tell you what, I'm never going back to my old school.
Songs with old in the title.
And that is the 15th Steely Dan song today, My Old School. It is the KLOS Free Ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
Hello, it's Gimme Five.
Yeah, I want to hear Same Old Situation by Motley Crue.
Nice one. Who are you?
Donner.
Donner?
Hey,
I'm not going to make the joke. I'm not doing it. Not going for it.
You stopped me from doing it.
Not going for it. You've heard it too more often.
That's fact, especially this holiday season.
Right. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Who knew there were so many stories of people being naked?
Right?
Who's naked now?
Everyone, apparently.
Who's naked now?
All right, I'm going to ask you a question. This is a question and answer story.
Okay.
What did he tell the police? Naked man, possibly on meth, was charged after running through traffic.
Okay.
A Greensville, Tennessee man, was arrested with indecent exposure, public intoxication, and resisting arrest Monday after he was running through traffic.
On New Year's Day.
Deputies arrived at the scene and found 29-year-old Jonathan Taylor, who was running away from a Pizza Plus.
A Pizza Plus?
Yes.
He was out of there naked, on meth, drunk out of his mind.
It sounds like, I don't know if he was dressed in the Pizza Plus, like if he had to take off his clothes there.
Oh, I see. Right.
Or if he arrived there naked, they don't say.
Maybe just the clothes were out on the boulevard as he ran down the street, right?
Taylor ran across the highway naked.
Can you imagine? Wait, you're going 150.
No.
And all of a sudden, some dude's running naked in front of you. Like, come on.
That would be very distracting.
Ray Stevens would approve, though.
He ran across the highway, went through a creek and into a field where deputies caught up with him.
Barefoot, too? I assume.
Yeah, he was naked. He was old naked.
Yeah.
Taylor reportedly stated that he was outside because...
Oh, okay.
He was outside naked because...
So after running through the creek and across the highway and out of a pizza place, he was caught in a field, and the reason he gave for being naked was...
He hated the pizza?
Yeah. I don't know. I can't even come up with anything.
It.
No.
You won't guess
no.
it.
No. I was trying to come up with something ridiculous.
Taylor reportedly stated he was outside naked because he is Jesus and he was trying to find a church.
You know, I don't recall him running around nude very much.
I don't
crossing
either.
A few highways, possibly, but nude?
Looking for a church.
Looking for a church.
It was possible that they say that he was under the influence of meth. So they took him to the jail, and they were like, no, he's too hyper. We can't have him here.
Out of here.
So they sent him to a hospital, and they gave him some sedation, and then he sort of became all right
again. And hopefully some clothes.
And they took him back. It doesn't say.
Right.
I mean, I feel like he's naked the whole time.
Right.
He told them eventually he believed the cigarette he smoked the night before may have been laced with something.
You know, that cigarette that I certainly didn't purchase from Joe.
Right.
May well have been laced with, come on, dude.
That's what he said.
So did he still think he was the savior in the morning?
I don't believe so. It sounded like after they got him sedated, he gave up on the whole being God thing.
Gotcha. Can you imagine if he had found a church, though? Like, if he goes running out of the pizza place and immediately there's a nice little chapel across the road.
That would have been so great.
Everybody worshiping on New Year's Day, no less.
That would have been so great.
Ta-da!
95.5 KLOS on the California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Preach it, sister.
You know, January is a time for people to make changes.
Yep.
A lot of people sign up for gym. They get gym memberships.
Very true. January 2nd is packed.
Yep.
At every gym.
And then February 2nd, pretty much the same as it was last month.
Yep.
That's how it works. There's dry January.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, I thought about doing that a few times.
No, you didn't.
And then thought about not immediately, pretty much.
You don't drink in January. There's people that go look for new jobs.
Yep.
The first month of the year is pretty much where all that stuff happens.
Yeah, let me ask you a question. Does that matter, any of it, to you at all? I mean, to me, I'm always like, if I want to do something, I'm going to do it now.
Yeah, no, that doesn't matter.
It's sort of weird to me.
I think it's just maybe a new start feeling.
Sure. I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I just never buy into it myself.
Right.
But anyways, yeah.
Now, see if you buy into this.
Okay.
Over the last 6 years, this period has also marked by a new trend called January.
I like where this is going already. I do.
It's an initiative challenging women to put down their razors for
month. Yeah, go 70s on us.
No.
Go 1870s
on us. I'd like to say the opposite of Sluggo. I'd like to say I don't love it.
It's probably good for the body. And it would be interesting and a little frightening.
The campaign's official Instagram account, which has over 40,000 followers, posts images of women celebrating their body hair year-round in a bid to normalize it.
Right.
But January is their big push.
I mean, it is normal. It's kind of weird where we're at now. I mean, it's, you know, I mean, everything is like, you're not supposed to have any hair except on the top of your head.
True.
At this point.
Listen to this. This will shock you. Compliance rates of body hair removal are staggeringly high, between 92% and 99%.
Yeah, dude. I mean, what the hell?
Of women in the U.S., U.K., Australia, New Zealand, and much of Western Europe.
Yep.
You think of Western Europe's. You start going, oh, maybe not.
That's a lot of work, too, man. That's
no kidding.
Like, keeping all that and keeping up with it.
So January is a thing. Who's in?
And if so, pictures?
Nope. Time for what we learned. Sluggo lost one American dollar. Because he couldn't get five out of the top 10 New Year's resolutions that people make.
Because I never make any New Year's resolutions because I don't care.
You are at a disadvantage there. Last year, we loved a story about a chess champion cheating during a chess championship by putting anal beads in his anal.
Well, yeah.
Where they go. And getting signals by vibrations. Now there's a new story out of China that a Chinese champion has been stripped of his title for the same thing.
So it's a new thing when you're playing chess, put things like anal beads in interesting places.
Whatever you got.
Whatever you need
to
get.
Use what you have.
All right, I'm off to grab some anal beads.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
Claiming it was shocking and pornographic, police confiscated a shipment of John Lennon and Yoko's album Two Virgins at Newark Airport on this day in rock in 1969. George Harrison's album All Things Must Pass, his first post the Beatles, started a 7-week run at the top of the U.S. album charts on this day in rock, 1971.